Gillingham.
Sir, I've got another emergency.
You got something very simple for us here, don't you?
Yes. I was requested, I should say threatened, to make it very simple. Another request for emergency amendment, the proposed emergency amendment, amendments chapter 4 of Act 20-1090-10 to lower recreational license fees. You will recall in October 2014, I think it was Mr. Chris came before you and requested, said, you know, we need to raise recreational license fees in effective January 1st at 215 to replace monies scheduled to be lost from the agency's general fund law enforcement budget as part of the agency's budget reduction plan. However, a budget amendment in the 2015 legislation in the session of the General Assembly amended our budget and has returned $550,000 in general funds to the law enforcement base budget beginning January 1st, 2015, with the stipulation that VMRC will roll back the recreational license fees to the pre-215 levels. But the Office of Attorney General has determined that increased license fees charged since January 1st cannot be rebated. They've also determined that the Commission is justified to act through emergency process to return license fees to the pre-215 levels. Additionally, the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, and they're the agency that actually issues our recreational fishing licenses and hunting and freshwater and trapping, can institute the reduced fee structure on April 1st, 2015. In summary, higher license fees are no longer necessary. An emergency action today by the Commission would preclude the impact to a projected nearly 48,000 anglers that, using last year's bull data set, would purchase a license between April 1st and June 30th. If the Commission chooses to wait until July 1st to adopt the lower license fees, an additional $240,000 in revenue could be collected, but it would come at the expense of these 48,000 anglers. I might say that in the first 3 months of the year, which have already, there's nothing that can be done now, in fact, they can't get refunds, we're projecting about 7,000 licenses have been sold. So it's, once the weather turns nice, that's when people are going to buy licenses. I can tell you, just by the number of phone calls I'm getting, that's, people have thawed out, they're ready to go fishing. Staff recommends the Commission adopt emergency amendments to Chapter 4 of Act 20-1090 pertaining to license requirements and license fees to lower recreational license fees to pre-215 levels and schedule a public hearing for April 28, 2015, the Commission's meeting next month, to establish recreational license fees. This is a quick and deadly chart I put together. On the left-hand column, this is what the fees currently are. On the right-hand column is what they will be once we lower the license fees. There's 19 of the recreational licenses that we modified. You can also see that in your draft regulation, pages 5, 6, and 7. You'll see the little strikeouts. And with that, I'll answer questions. I've got more slides if you want to see them.
Questions, Mr. Gillingham?
No question.
Mr. Stephan.
So staff is recommending we go back to pre-15 levels, and then the public hearing is to get the public's input as to whether they agree with that or not?
Well, no, we have to enable us to do it effective April 1st, we need to go through the emergency process. If you didn't care about potentially 48,000 anglers, we could go through the normal regulatory process, and another 48,000 anglers, we estimate, would buy licenses. They'd find out, no, you don't get a rebate. And so we feel it's the emergency route is definitely the way to go. The legislature made it clear that we're to reduce the license fee. They just didn't set the timetable. This is the soonest we could do it would be April 1st. starting in July 1st is when the $550,000 kicks in from general funds to the law enforcement budget.
Okay, I got it.
And during that 3-month period, that's what we're estimating is going to be roughly 48,000 annuals for purchase licenses. But yes, we would hold a public hearing, and I don't think you'll get many people opposed to lowering license fees, but you might.
No, I don't think.
Mr. Mayor,
I have heard a couple.
And probably from my club. The fiscal year starts July 1. That's where that date comes from. And so this money that the General Assembly has returned back to VMRC does not become available to the next fiscal year. And so if we do this from April 1st to July 1st, there will be a time period where VMRC is going to have a negative budget. And they can't do that. So it's going to like $180,000 or something like that will have to be made up somewhere. And where this somewhere is, it will come from the license fee fund, the RFAB fund. And so for people like me who value that fund tremendously and some very active people that are involved in the reef programs, that kind of thing, that's upsetting. But overall, getting money from the General Assembly is a good thing. So they did a good thing. They just made it a little bit messy here. And I agree with Lewis that the overall general public is going to be much, much less upset if we refund this money or roll the fees back ASAP. And even in my group of very involved with the RFAB group, they were split right down the middle. I mean, it was exactly. And so I will support, which is amazing. I will support on my own boat. They were split right down the middle. But that's that group. Yeah. So we hope we don't get a fist fight out in the water. But so basically, staff recommendation. It is really our choice. So I will support that.
Any other discussion?
A little grumble.
I got to say, it's my preference as well here. I would be regretful here that there's a bit of a hit to the Recreation and Saltwater License Fund, but I would much more regret making almost 50,000 anglers pay a higher fee than we would have to make them pay.
Mm-hmm. Motion to accept staff recommendation.
Thank you. Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessions. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.